Sharpening your sporting punt. Thanks to the TAB, welcome to the Winners' Sporting Edge.
Yes, welcome to another edition of the Sporting Edge. You are with Andrew Hughes as RSN 927. And Winners takes a look at sports betting aplenty at TAB. Andrew Giorgio taking our call this morning. How are you, Andrew?
Very well, thank you, Andrew.
Before we look ahead to prices coming up, just reflecting back on the second test in Adelaide, because Australia did ease out in the run, I think, close to almost $1.40, $1.50 towards the latter part of the match. In the end, though, those that just stick fast and take the Aussies regardless, they win again.
Yeah, well, exactly right. And again, it just shows you the fluctuating fortunes of test match cricket, doesn't it? I mean, Australia really got into as short as, I'm pretty sure, $1.02, $1.03 at one stage in the betting, and England were as much as $34. And then at the start of play yesterday, the Aussies were around about that $1.30 mark, and England were $3.50. I think we all expected the Poms to put up a little bit more of a fight on day five. I'm pretty sure I did. I thought they'd really go well, and Joe Root was the big problem for the Aussies in that day five. But once he got out, it was pretty much all over, wasn't it?
Well, after the second wicket fell on the final day, I said to myself, "Gee, that was the best $1.30 going around," because it was in the TAB account a few hours later. But anyway, that's in hindsight. But let's look ahead to the Boxing Day test, and because Australia just have the English side's number, regardless of the ebbs and flows, Australia have come up, I think, a very short price favourite to win at the MCG.
Yeah, that's right, and we've already started taking some money on the third test. Australia, $1.50 to win this game, the draw at $6, and England are at $4. Our customers more than happy to take the $1.50 about the Aussies at this early stage. Now, the series winner market is still open, and if you do fancy taking a very short price, Australia at $1.02 is, you can have that very short price about them to win the series, and I wouldn't chime into the $1.02 personally, but the draw, $21, and England are at $26 in that market. The other market that we've got open is the correct score market. Now, there is a bit more value in this one. Australia 5-0, the clean sweep, is at $3. Australia 4-1 is at $4. A 4-0 result to the Aussies is at $5. 3-1 is at $7. And Australia 3-2 is at $9. And if you think the Poms can still win the series, of course they've got to win the final three test matches, you can have $26 about them to win the series 3-2.
Well, I think there'd be a lot of TAB punters that have taken that whitewash at a bigger price than $3, and I guess they're just hoping now a few more wins and they'll be able to chop out, so to speak, get a free ride in the last test. But there you go. So everyone loves a winner, and Australia a very short price favourite, as Andrew just mentioned there. $1.50 at the TAB sounds short, but TAB punters already happy to take the odds on, and we're still a week or two away from the Boxing Day test even starting. You're with Andrew Hughes, Andrew Giorgio on the line from the TAB. It's the Sporting Edge on RSN 927 and our social media with thanks to the TAB. Let's take a look at some A-League this weekend. And Melbourne Victory, in fact, start the round tomorrow night, Andrew, against Adelaide.
Yeah, that's right. And our boys have got the Victory as pretty short favourites at $1.90. The draw is at $3.50, and Adelaide are the $3.75 outsiders. Now, the Victory go into this game winners of two of their last three, although they have made hard work of it, especially last week when they had to come from 2-0 down in New Zealand to beat the Phoenix. And Adelaide, well, they weren't bad against Sydney FC, but the problem for them right throughout the season so far has been capitalising on their chances. They create plenty of chances, they generate a lot of shots, but they can't find the back of the net all that often. So if they do start clicking, that $3.75 could be the way to go.
All right. Yeah, I was very happy to see the Victory come from behind last week, not because I backed them to win, but I did have a few bets on the over 2.5, over 3.5 goal, and it turned out to be the goal feast I was expecting. So that's the Victory tomorrow night. Let's have a look at the Melbourne City game moving ahead to Sunday. They're hosting the Central Coast Mariners.
And that's, yeah, that's right. And City are $1.80 favourites here. The draw, $3.75, and the Mariners are at $4. Now, the biggest news to come out of this game is the fact that our greatest ever Socceroo, Timmy Cahill, no longer with Melbourne City. Of course, that news broke about 24 hours ago, where Timmy will be leaving Melbourne City effective immediately. Now, our guys didn't adjust the price for Melbourne City. They kept it at that $1.80, thinking that, you know, even with Tim not there, that City would still have enough class to get the job done over the Mariners. But their form has been a bit up and down of late, which is a bit of a concern. And the Mariners probably are the value bet of the weekend. $4 about them. They've won three of their last four. And, Andrew, they're the only team to beat Sydney FC this season. So $4 and that sort of form line, I'd be willing to have a few dollars on that.
Well, you've answered my next question. I was going to ask you, Andrew, if punters at TAB were thinking about comparing the Victory and City, both similar shade of odds on, City a fraction shorter. You obviously have answered my question. I was going to say, which do you think is the stronger favourite at a similar price? You're more confident, are you, in Melbourne Victory than City, are you?
Yeah, very much so. And the reason for that is, even though I give Adelaide a chance to really stretch the Victory, Melbourne have got one big advantage in their favour tomorrow, and that is Etihad Stadium. Adelaide have only won once there in the history of the A-League. So Melbourne Victory have definitely got a massive home ground advantage there. I'd be more willing to take the $1.90 about them than the $1.80 about Melbourne City.
All right, we're about to move on to the EPL. We don't have to look at some more A-League prices. I will, though, tell TAB punters it's a feast on Saturday because when there's a game in Perth, it means it goes back to back to back. So if you're betting on the A-League on TAB on Saturday, you've got 5:30 Brisbane Wellington, 8 o'clock West Sydney and Sydney FC the Derby, and then Perth and Newcastle, three games in a row at TAB in the A-League. Let's have a look at the English Premier League this weekend, and what are some of the games to bet on this weekend at TAB?
Well, the two big ones this weekend, Andrew, are definitely the two derbies. The first of which is Liverpool and Everton. Now, the Reds are very short at $1.28. The draw, $5.50. Everton, the $10 outsiders in that one. And Liverpool go into this game with some very good form. We did see them win in the Champions League just this morning against their opponents, 7-0. So they are definitely in form. They go into the match with a 5-1 win against Brighton in the EPL last week. So the Reds definitely scoring some goals, and that's going to trouble Everton, who have started to improve slightly, but they're still well below what many experts thought that they would do this season, considering how much they spent in their off-season recruitment. But I'd be inclined to take the $1.28 about Liverpool in that game.
All right, and other games? We start off on Saturday night, don't we, with the Chelsea game. That's the early
game. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, $1.47 for Chelsea, and they're visiting West Ham, who are $6.50 outsiders, the draw at $4.25.
And that's the TV game too, so that's always important to remind punters. SBS mainly go with the early game, but they have had a few games in the 2 a.m. block, but just reminding punters, there's no doubt a TAB hold increases when it's the live game on the SBS, given not that many have the Optus. So West Ham and Chelsea, as Andrew mentioned, is live on SBS TV. Just quickly before we wrap it up and go to a break, back to Monday, the ripper of a game at 3:30, United and City.
Yeah, well, how good's this one? First versus second. Man United, $3.30, the draw, $3.40. Man City at $2.15. This game at Old Trafford, the gap between the two, 8 points. So United really need to get that 3 points off City to bridge the gap at the top. And City do go into the game off their first loss of the season. They did lose in the Champions League this morning 2-1, and that is their first loss since April.
What's your betting tip on that game, Andrew?
I'd still be inclined to go for City, to be honest with you. They've just looked far more impressive than United have. But you can never discount the old fox, Jose Mourinho. And if you do fancy the Red Devils, 3:30 could be the way to go.
Back with more of the Sporting Edge with thanks to Tab in a moment on RSN 927.
Sharpening your sporting punt. Thanks to the Tab, this is the Winners' Sporting Edge.
Yes, you are with Andrew Cuse. Andrew Giorgio on the line from the Tab as Sporting Edge takes a look at plenty of markets at Tab to bet on. And just some basketball, Andrew, and in fact the NBL, Thursday is always a good night to have a bet on at the Tab. You can watch the game live on the Fox Sports and have a bet at the Tab. But just be aware, punters, if you're betting on the NBL today, there is a Thursday night game, but it's over in New Zealand, so it's Thursday night for them. It's actually around 5:30 for us, so just be aware, Andrew, that game comes up at 5:40 tonight.
Yeah, that's right, and it's New Zealand up against Brisbane. And New Zealand very short at $1.30, Brisbane at $3.50. As you say, a little bit unusual to have a Thursday night game in the NBL, and our customers have started to warm to the home side there. They are starting to see some money at that $1.30, but more so through the multis. So if you are going to have a multi heading into the weekend, maybe New Zealand is the perfect way to kick things off on your investments this weekend.
And punters love a bounce back. I think their last game they lost as a favourite in Brisbane, so not 100% sure. They're pretty sure that. So yeah, I think that $1.30 might be a good anchor leg into Tab multis. Okay, NBA today. Plenty of games are underway already as we speak on this Thursday. A few more games coming up after lunchtime.
Yeah, well, that's right. Then, and Charlotte and Golden State will be the first of those. Charlotte at $2.80. The Golden State Warriors at $1.45. And as you can imagine, the NBA champions, very popular already with many of our customers, starting to see some good bets roll in for them at that quote. Milwaukee and Detroit, next game, the Bucks $1.58, Detroit $2.40. New Orleans $1.50, Denver at $2.60. San Antonio $1.30, Miami $3.55, and then later on this afternoon, LA Clippers $2.60, Minnesota at $1.50. San Antonio, of those other teams that I've just mentioned, good through the multis as well.
All right, well, that might be the multi to have, the San Antonio Spurs at around the $1.30 into the New Zealand Breakers at $1.30. I'll want to chat to you again next week. I'll have a look and see how that goes. Those two favourites, San Antonio into New Zealand. I better put a bet on that now that I've mentioned it on air. Just a small multi on those two favourites. They've been well supported. Okay, away from the NBA to the other American sports that we love betting on, the NFL. And as usual, each week we have a Friday morning Australian time game to start us off.
And how good's this? The Atlanta team up against New Orleans. Now, Atlanta $1.85 in this game. New Orleans $1.95. Not much between them in the betting, and the line has only been set at 1.5. Now, the line with Atlanta giving the 1.5 is $1.95, and New Orleans with the 1.5 start, that's the one that has seen some money. It's $1.85. So New Orleans plus 1.5 is the favoured way in the line market. That's $1.85. In the head-to-head, New Orleans also the more popular of the two teams at this stage. They're $1.95.
And these two sides usually pretty high scoring, especially the Saints. What's the over-under? Do you have it there? I would imagine it's in the 50s, which is normally pretty high. This might be one of the more highest. Well, this might be more one of the expected high-scoring games.
Yeah, well, the total points over-under, we've got several of these options, but you're pretty right. One of those is the 54.5 over-under. Now, under 54.5 is 165. Over 54.5 is paying 225. And one of the other options that we also have there is under 49.5 or over 49.5. Under 49.5 is at $2.20. The over 49.5, 167. So, Andrew, if you're suggesting that this one is going to be a high-scoring affair, maybe the over 54.5 is the way to go at that 225.
Well, maybe the over 49 at the slightly shorter price, because I wouldn't be the only Tab punter that has a look at other prices across the country. I can tell you the price for the line in America that moves up and down is already in the 50s. So I would imagine that TAB put up the 49.5 at opening over under prices, and now it's moved forward. And of course, TAB locks in the total points, but changes the price. So now that total match points is in the 50s in the USA. So the 49 is already a few points shy of that. So I actually would take the shorter price and take the 49.5. Either way, expecting a high scoring game. Let's move on the sporting edge. And aside from the NFL, we've got some golf today, and the US Tour are having a break now, so there's no US PGA Tour event to talk about in America. But there is a European Tour event which comes up in a few hours' time, the Johannesburg Open in South Africa, and I think it starts officially around 3 o'clock this arvo, so a few hours away still till it's live at TAB.
Yeah, now our guys are open on this market. Dylan Fratelli, the $8 favourite in this one, in front of George Kotze at 13s. Hayden Porteous is at 15s. Dean Burmester, $17. And then we go out to 26s for Darren Fricart and Romain Langs... Oh, Jesus, this is a tongue twister and a half. Romain Langask. So that's $26 about his chances. Thomas Aiken, 34s, along with Paul Peterson and Eric Van Rooyen. Of course, in this market, Andrew, you can bet top 5, top 10, and also top 20. Now, if you do fancy our favourite Dylan Fratelli to win the Joburg Open, the top 5 result for him is actually a bit of value at $2.50, and we have seen a few bets for him come in at that $2.50 quote for the top 5.
Thomas Aiken, top 20. Do you have that price in front of you? He's a player I've backed a few times in recent years on the European Tour. Sometimes
Ooh, looks like you've found one there, Andrew, at a bit of odds.
No, more so when I say I found him, he's probably in the stable of half a dozen golfers on the US or European Tour that I have a few bets on, and collected a couple of times on him. I bet top 20 or top 30 or top 10. I usually steer away from finding a winner because that's a hard thing to do in golf. But do you have Aiken top 20? I think it's hovering around the even money chance.
No, we're offering better than that. $3 you can have about Thomas Aiken to finish top 20.
Well, that's overs. That is overs.
And $4 for the top 10. So going by what you've told us, the $3 for him to finish top 20 is very, very good value.
Going by what I've told you, that $3 won't be there in a few hours' time because that is overs compared to other betting outlets. But that's great. The TAB give you some terrific prices. Terrific stuff. As we wrap it up, Andrew, just as we go away, we might mention the World Cup of Football. Has there been any interest whatsoever since the draw in markets, either for teams to win or the Socceroos or anything that you can recall? Or, I mean, because it's so many months away, it's a long time to lock your money in at TAB for a bet.
Well, it is. And look, I'll be perfectly honest with you, Andrew. I was one of those customers that was more than happy to have a few dollars on Australia to win the World Cup.
To win the World Cup, Andrew?
Why not? Well, at 200-1, it's not the worst 200-1 shot you can have.
Mate, that's unders. I mentioned that Thomas Aiken in the golf was overs. I think most people would think that that's unders. But look, good luck to you. I hope they even score a few goals. They have to win a match to win the World Cup, you know that.
Yeah, well, this is very true, but you got to remember Portugal won the Euros last year, and they had a stack of draws go in their favour, and that helped them go through to the latter stages of the tournament. So anything could happen. Anything could happen. But the Aussies are our worst way in the World Cup winner markets. But the most popular teams in terms of money taken are Germany at $6 and also Brazil, who are at $6. Between those two, they're holding roughly about 35% of the early money in that World Cup winner market.
Well, people can get more information at tab.com.au, their local TAB agency, or over the phone, or follow the social media here at RSN927 and the TAB as well. Andrew Giorgio, thanks for being part of our Sporting Edge this morning.
No problems, Andrew.
This has been the Sporting Edge with thanks to the TAB on RSN927.